And then we push this up to tighten it. Tie a knot in here where it's hidden in between the fold.
The Pingwat Beads Project began in 2018 when the Aleutic Museum borrowed from a museum in France a rare set of beaded garments collected nearly 150 years ago from Kodiak. But this wasn't just a case of one museum borrowing another's artifact, as Aleutic Museum Chief Curator Amy Steffian explains.
The idea was to have, to create a documentation of the pieces and to create a replica set so that when they return to France, we have a set for our collection. And we put out a call for beaders. June Pardue, who is a master artist, a very talented Aleutic elder and artist and beater, led the groups, and they studied the pieces in the gallery and recreated them over like a 5-day period.
Filmmaker Joshua Brandstetter turned that story into a short documentary film called Pingwat, nominated in 2019 for Best Documentary Short by the American Indian Film Institute.
Go through the stitching all over again to ensure that it's not going to come apart. We want this to last a long, long time. This really means a lot to me, for everyone to get together and to work like they did a long time ago.
While revitalizing this artistic practice was important for the museum and reclaiming, in a way, artifacts taken from the island over a century ago, another goal was to share beading as an important symbol of Aleutic identity.
The other thing is it preserves the information from the workshop. You know, what the artists have learned is now captured on film, and it can be used for a long, long time. And it's been we're preserving all of this in an archive in the museum as well, so that, you know, 50 years from now, these artists' grandchildren can see them beading.
In Aleutic culture, for instance, beaded headdresses were often ceremonial, symbols of wealth, or representing passage into adulthood or respect for the natural and spirit worlds. Many of the decorations and patterns on beaded garments were quite lavish, so for advanced beaders, the museum published a pattern book last year documenting how the beaded replicas were made. And the museum hosted a public beading workshop led by Aleutic artist June Pardue in late 2019.
But then the pandemic came. So we rearranged. We created a video. We worked with one of the artists, Kayla Christensen, and did a little video of Kayla making the bracelet. We made bracelet kits. We sent the kits out. We got kits to the schools to use with their students, and we created written instructions. So we created this sort of little set of items, the kits, the written instructions, and the video, so that people could do this activity.
Steffian also called it
one of those COVID-tunities, as somebody said to me the other day.
So the final piece of this 2-year-long, or 150-year-long, international art project is the production of 3 instructional videos that teach these basic beading skills. The first video is available now on the Aleutic Museum website, and the other 2 will be posted over the next 2 weeks. But the ultimate purpose of these videos is to encourage people to take Pingwat back to the world.
So we want to train this generation of artists and create a cohort of people who can practice the art and advance their skills, but we also want to encourage them to teach it to others, to novices, to people who are learning or interested.
You can find more resources about beading on the Aleutic Museum website, aleuticmuseum.org.
Pingwat bead, makut pingwat chujunachtut. These beads are beautiful.
From Kodiak, the traditional land of the Aleutic, I'm Jared Griffin.